So your work involved new data systems that you were able to create. What can you tell us about them?
Well, the office that I work in, the Office of Special Needs Assistance Programs, or otherwise known as the Homeless Office here at HUD, processes what I think is the largest, in terms of volume of grants competition in the government. That is, last year we got about 7,500 applications, and we processed those. You know, we used to do it on paper when I first got here 4 years ago. My first 2 weeks here, I saw the paper coming in and was sort of struck by the amount of work that had to go into that and the amount of money and time that we were spending. So I took the opportunity when it presented itself to implement a new grants management system that would help us bring all those applications in and then score them and manage them over time.
So you were able to streamline the process, and that actually helped reduce administrative costs too?
Absolutely. We streamlined the process because we didn't have to take all of those paper applications and data enter them into, you know, a database so that we could review them. I didn't have to spend staff time on ensuring that the data entry was correct, which, of course, you have to do if it's a competition. I didn't have to spend staff time trying to figure out when somebody submitted an application on paper and 2 and 2 equaled 5, mm-hmm. whether they actually meant 2 plus 3 or 2 plus 2. That sort of thing. So we were able to cut down what was taking closer to 6 months or 7 months down to, I think the fastest we've done it now is like 27 days.
Cutting back on the time makes perfect sense, but you were able to reduce administrative costs by 90%. That seems astronomical.
Correct. The reason we were able to reduce costs like that is because the amount of staff time I have, over 30 staff in my office, they were spending a huge amount of time over the course of a year where they weren't able to work on other policy or programmatic issues, just looking at this competition. And we also had contractors that had to data enter 7,000 applications into a database every year. So once we got rid of all of that, then our costs are down to a much more reasonable amount.
We are talking with Anne-Marie Oliva. She leads Housing and Urban Development's Office of Special Needs Assistance Programs, and she's also a SAMMY's finalist. Now, you were also able to reduce the number of homeless veterans by several thousand because of this new system that you put into place. I guess because you were able to move things along faster, you got more people off the street. Is that how that worked?
I think that there's a series of things that tie together here. When you become better at and more efficient at being able to get your money out the door, then people can use it faster. And you can also use your staff time in a different way. The other thing that we did over the course of the last several years was we really proved that when the government has a focused, concerted effort in an area, we can have tangible results. The first of those results was on the issue of chronic homelessness, which we have, even in spite of the economic times that we're in right now, we've continued to see a decrease in chronic homelessness over the last several years, 11% since 2007. And then we took that lesson, which is if you focus on what you're doing and you give people measurable objectives and you sort of work through the process, then we could do the same thing with veterans. And that's one of the things that we've been working on here. After chronic homelessness, we're also working on homeless veterans.
So if you were able to break it down into different criteria like that, it makes it more manageable?
It makes it more manageable, but it also makes it measurable. One of the other key pieces of the system that we implemented was the ability to gather information from our grantees in a much more time-sensitive way. So in the past, when we were getting data from our grantees on paper, we were having, again, to data enter it and process it, and now we get that information electronically, so we're able to see much more quickly over the course of the year whether our policies are having an impact locally or not. So, again, we take that lesson that we've had on chronic homelessness and start applying it to other subpopulations of homelessness.
So tell me about your reaction when you found out you were a SAMMY's finalist because of all this work you did.
I guess I tend to be a little bit more of a low-key person. I was really excited and honored because the people who nominated me were my staff and my boss, which was really, really nice. They were incredibly supportive as we were going through the process of implementing this system. I could not have done it without my team, without my boss, and that they, you know, thought that they should nominate me for it was really, I was very honored. But the attention is a little bit off-putting for me.
Yeah, I can understand that. So what advice then would you have for other feds who might be looking to make a difference within their office or their agency?
You know, when I look around at the other programs here at HUD, because that's where my experience is, I've been in the federal government only for a little bit more than 4 years, and I look at the really successful programs, the HUD-VASH program, which you talked a little bit about, that's the veterans program, the neighborhood stabilization program, those kinds of programs. When I look at the common thread between what we're doing here in the SNAP's office and those programs, what I see as the common thread is really having a clear vision, understanding your mission, and having a plan, and then just working through the barriers to try and get to the end result.